From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More than 1.5 million acres have burned already in this year's wildfire season. Hundreds of homes have been lost, and 24 firefighters have been killed. And as we reported yesterday, this is a relatively light year so far. As firefighters face these fires, they're doing so with fewer resources. Federal budget cuts mean fewer firefighters are being hired this year, and critics say the government is not spending enough on prevention. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The Forest Service says it has a bit more than $2 billion in its firefighting budget. And if that sounds like a lot, here's the challenge. Last year, more than 9 million acres of private, state, and federal land burned, the third highest number of acres in more than 50 years. And while overall this year hasn't been quite that bad yet, the Forest Service's firefighting budget is 5% less than it would have been. That's because of the across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester. Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell outlined before a Senate panel this spring the toll the cuts have taken.
It reduces our crews by about 500 firefighters and 50 to 70 fire engines and less money for aircraft.
The government says it has more than 13,000 firefighters, including permanent and seasonal personnel, and more than 1,600 engines, dozens of air tankers, and hundreds of helicopters. Tidwell says the government will compensate for the cuts by using what he labels call-when-needed crews and equipment. But, he says,
because of sequester, it's probably just going to cost us more money when it comes to fire suppression. But we will respond. We'll have the resources that we need.
The Forest Service says recent record fire seasons are due to a number of factors, especially severe drought. Trees devastated by insects and a buildup of combustible material are also part of the problem. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon wants the Forest Service to devote more resources to clearing out such materials.
We're talking about common sense preventive policies to reduce the risk of future fires. And these federal, agencies owe it to the communities at risk of wildfire, where there are federal lands, and to the courageous men and women who risk their lives to fight them, to start getting serious about prevention.
The Forest Service says as many as 82 million acres, almost half of the entire national forest system, are in need of attention. Yet the Obama administration has proposed spending less than was spent a decade ago. Stephen Pine is a professor at Arizona State University and a fire historian. Though the 19 firefighters who died in Arizona were from a local department, Pine says that's unusual. Too often federal firefighters are first responders when he says they should be the last resort.
It's the federal infrastructure that finally is where the buck stops and we hope where the flames stop. But we're seeing events now where even that force, large as it is inadequate to these. When we have these extreme conditions, there's nothing to do except really get out of the way.
Pine also says the West is facing the wrong kind of fires. There should be more smaller controlled blazes, which he says would help prevent the larger intense ones. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.